An inside look at southern Lebanon, the 33-day war and its impact on the lives of the Lebanese people. Exchange is the title of a photo exhibition which narrates the people's aspirations and their anguish in their resistance against Israel's war machine.
The photographs by Vahid and Said Faraji display the events which took place before, during, and after the 33-day war between Israel and Lebanon's resistance movement. Since both photographers had managed to live in southern Lebanon for quite some time, they have managed to get a clear picture of the developments on the ground from the inside out.
Pictures taken by the Faraji brothers look deep into the lives of Hezbollah fighters and their families. Prior to the war, the two brothers had traveled to southern Lebanon to make a documentary from social life in that region.
The events that happened there afterwards allowed us to experience crisis photography. It wasn't a war between two armies. In fact, the battle was between the Israeli army and ordinary people on the other side. Civilians were easily targeted by Israeli forces.
On July 12, 2006, Hezbollah fighters ambushed two Israeli armored vehicles. Three Israeli soldiers were killed in the attack. Two were wounded, captured, and taken to Lebanon as bargaining chips for exchange with Lebanese prisoners in Israel. They later died from severe injuries. The operation led to a 33-day war between Israeli forces and the resistance. 2 years later, Israel accepted a prisoner swap deal with Hezbollah.
We photographed families who were waiting for their prisoners' return back home. A girl who had not seen her father for years and was waiting for him. Women who were worried and were not sure if their husband was among the released prisoners.
Israeli attacks destroyed thousands of homes and killed many civilians. But in the end, it was the Hezbollah which celebrated its victory. For the first time, Israel was forced to agree with the conditions put forward by Lebanon's resistance movement. The exchange of five Lebanese prisoners, including Samir Kuntar, who'd been in Israeli custody since 1978, and the bodies of some 200 Lebanese held by Israel. On July 16, 2008, after indirect talks between the two sides, the bodies of two Israeli soldiers were swapped. Exchange is a historic timeline of resistance against Israel's military might. A might that the people of Lebanon brought to an end during the 33-day war. Amir Mehdi Kazemi, Press TV, Tehran.